Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you're a regular listener to this show, you'll know we've been talking over the past couple of months to Tony Murray and many other parents like him about their adult children who have intellectual disabilities and how they're concerned for their futures, you know, in time after their day when they pass away. Who's going to mind their adult children? Sinead McGrath from the Before We Die campaign is back with me here on the programme today. Sinead, good to speak to you again. You're organising a number of information events for parents across the country. Tell us about it.
We are, Andrea, and thank you very much again today for this opportunity and your extensive coverage of our campaign today. It has been hugely helpful to us, so thank you so much.
No problem.
So the events that we're organising, we're starting, this is just the first of many events that we're hoping to bring around the country. As you know, our campaign is nationwide. So we're starting in Cork in the Clayton Silver Springs Hotel, and it's next Thursday week, the 21st of May, and we'll have our founder, Tony, is going to come down with some of our committee members. It's basically aimed at families and sharing information and people with the intellectual disability. But we've also invited, at this stage now, service providers, local TDs, local councillors, the local authorities, everyone. It's just about getting everyone into one room, because basically we all have the same goal, the same end result we're all hoping to achieve, and we're hoping that we can achieve it together. So it's just about creating that community. So we're starting in Cork next week, and we're hoping, like, we're looking already at locations in the Midlands, maybe Portlaoise, Athlone, anywhere else that we can drum up and we know. But we started this a couple of weeks ago, and I booked the hotel in Cork, but I booked it for like 50 people. I couldn't believe it. Three times I'm after being back onto the hotel, our numbers keep increasing. We're over 250
really?
People booked this free event now. Yeah,
yeah. And I suppose the reality of that, though, Sinead, you know, it really indicates how many people are actually in this position, like you and Tony and so many of the others who've shared their stories with
Absolutely.
Us and who need help.
Absolutely. And, you know, to be honest with you, Andrea, like, from, as I said, you know, the extensive coverage you've given us, and to date, you know, myself, Tony, a few words, all the fantastic committee we have, they've, like, met at this stage with Norma Foley, Taoiseach, Emer Higgins, many, many, many more. But there's still, unfortunately, no plan to have a plan. But the shift, actually, the most positive shift of all, to be honest, is from the families. They're coming together, they're sharing information. We're hearing daily, like, how they feel less isolated, they're able to share their story, they're getting a bit of support amongst themselves. Like, we've the Facebook page there now, there's over 2,000 followers on that already. There's a big Before We Die campaign WhatsApp all group. There's a couple of hundred members in that. So we didn't have that before, where families, it's like an awakening or something. They're all just, everyone's just kind of talking together and sharing their experience and sharing, I suppose, where to go and how to get this and the social housing application form. I know we spoke about that the last time.
How difficult it
is. Just sharing all of our good and bad, I suppose, experiences that today. But it's an outlet for people.
Huge credit, you know, goes to yourself and Tony and all of the others that are kind of, you know, driving the campaign. And I suppose, you know, that's been a huge part of this, really, isn't it, as well, Sinead? Like, the campaign is still kind of in momentum, or it's in growth stage, really, isn't it, still?
Oh, watch this space. Absolutely. It's growing. Because, you know, now, even at the start, we would have been individually as a committee writing to TDs and writing to councillors. There now, that's the big shift. Number one, the TDs now are reaching out to us, and Tony's getting phone calls daily. So they're now reaching out to us, family members, and whether they're carers or siblings or family members, parents, they're all now lobbying TDs, local councillors, for the first time. So when the TDs are reaching out, they are confirming to us that they're getting huge number of emails from family members. And I think it's the first time that a lot of families have even shared their experience or kind of spoke about it. And it's opening up conversations within the family home about the future of the person with the intellectual disability, and obviously including that person in it. But it's sharing, by sharing stories and everything like that, everyone's realising they're no longer on their own. There's a lot of other people in the same situation. And what we're hoping, with the momentum that's growing and growing on a daily basis, honestly, and some days, I suppose, would be difficult, as in you think you've heard the worst story, and then you speak to another family and you hear that story and you're like, oh my God, you never have heard it all. One the stories just unfortunately get worse. Mm. So that part is difficult, but everybody coming together and everybody that's coming together is just all the families, and it's just growing momentum. They no longer feel isolated. They feel like they have a voice. They're using that voice, and they're coming together. And like Cork one especially, over 250 people already have booked that free event. Do you know what I mean? Which so that is, would even tell you.
It's remarkable.
There's like,
the, yeah.
As Tony put it, there's a hunger now to get together, do you know?
Has it helped you feel less isolated as a parent, Jeanette?
It has. It has. And do you know what? Now, when I went through, like I've been through the application process and like for the social housing, and I found that quite difficult. But even to know that other people have found it as difficult makes me realise it wasn't just me or my situation. Or
well, I remember,
my
I think it was you, you I spoke to the day that you highlighted that about the application. And I remember going home that evening, you know, and sitting down to look at it, to see,
it's
you know,
mad,
how complex.
Yeah.
And like, she'd want hours to sit down and try and navigate
so
the form itself.
Now, the only thing we've made huge headway, I have to say, in Cork, as in we have met, a few of us on the committee here in Cork have met with the local council, the city council and the county council. They've come together at meetings. The TD there, Project O'Sullivan, has organised them. We've Liam Quaid going up asking huge questions. So we've made headway, and we're hoping if we could replicate what we've achieved with the city council and the county council in Cork, if that could be replicated around the country, it would be amazing just to sit down and kind of tell them the experiences that the families are having and the person with the intellectual disability even getting on the list and the problems that we're facing. So like they have even offered in Cork, like they'll open like a clinic and meet us. So they've opened doors for us,
it's
which has been
support.
Amazing by just highlighting it, you know. So we're hoping that would be replicated around the country once we've that done, as will this event that we're having next
so
week.
So it's twin boys, isn't it? Sinead, that you have.
I have twin boys, yeah. Alex and Mia. They're probably listening, and I'll have to give them a shout out.
They'd
be
How
delighted.
Are they?
They're great. Do you know what? Now, they're great. Like they're huge Arsenal fans, so they're
right.
They'd be delighted to hear that now at the minute. So they're hoping for that. But they are great. As in, like we talk about this all the time at home, and they do tell me all the time they do want to live individually, and they want. So this is me supporting them in the way I would support my other son or anybody else that needed support in whatever way that means. But they do want to live out of home. Like that's their, and they know themselves as much as I know, they will always need support to do that. And I suppose I think I told you that the last time we spoke, I started looking at this back in 2017, 2018, and started the process then. And it was a long, difficult road doing the social housing application for them. But like, that's how long I'm trying to get it in place. And we've come up against, I don't know, loads of barriers. I spoke all about that another day, but by meeting with the councils and talking to other families, and in that WhatsApp group, we've just a Cork Carer Support WhatsApp group. There's over nearly, I think, about 300 people at this stage in that group. So we're all helping each other. I was able to tell them my experience, and this is what you need to do. And they're coming back. And when they're coming back then with the situations that they're facing, we're in a position now that we've such a relationship built up with the councils. That
it
we
helps.
Can highlight those Good. Issues as families of people with intellectual disabilities.
You know, the reality of this for people that are, you know, maybe just joining us today, Sinead, you know, like when they're thinking, well, what is it that Sinead's looking for, you know, and what is it that Tony is looking for? Like, it's a relatively simple mission that you're calling for.
That,
you know, that each of your sons and daughters who have intellectual disabilities would just simply have somewhere safe to live in their community before you pass away. Like, my God,
exactly.
It's not a massive ask, really, is it?
The bottom line is safeguarding their future, basically, and it's their right as well as everything else. Do you know what I mean? And we had a survey carried out recently on the Before We Die committee, the campaign, and like it was over 1,000 people filled in that survey, and they're actually stark. There was only like 2% of 1,000 people surveyed had no written plan in place, or they didn't know how to go about it. We have a lot of families who would be in the parents. Are in their 70s and their 80s. Do you know what I mean? So we have people already who are nearly next crisis point. Do you know what I mean? So, and we've everyone like on the other end, my sons, who are the younger, where they'd be the younger side, but they still want to live on their own, and it's about supporting them.
But you don't want to get to crisis point, you know, and that's what I found.
It's devastating
over the last number of weeks.
There was a very well-written article yesterday in one of the major newspapers, and it was Liam Quaid had asked the question, the parliamentary question, and he's now still getting answers. So currently, there was about, I think one of the figures was about over 200 people are currently, people with an intellectual disability now, are placed over 100 kilometres from their home, and most of them resulted in emergency situations. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get away from that and basically get away from the crisis
mode. Forward plan, you know, and I know it might sound like a really simplistic thing to say, but I suppose that's what a lot of this boils down to. The event is happening, it's Thursday the 21st of May, it's at 7pm. If people still want to attend, Sinead, where can they sign up to do just that or find out about the other events?
Or they can go onto our Facebook page. Now, booking is essential, but it is a free event. So, we're, like as I said, we've invited everybody is welcome, all family members. We've invited TDs, counsellors, the
service providers, the HSE.
You know what? We all have the same ultimate goal of just spreading the word, basically explaining the lobbying and what's required, and basically all the same end goal basically for our campaign.
Well, it's great to chat to you again, Sinead, and appreciate you getting back in touch with us, and well done there for yourself and Tony and all in organising the events. That's Sinead McGrath there from the Before We Die campaign. As she mentioned, you can get more information on their Facebook page as well. Email as always if you want to join us. It's Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.